horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hail Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Toto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger meets Ben Thompson.
Come on, Silver! Hurry, big fellow! Hail, Silver!
On the morning of April 1st, 1865, the Battle of Five Forks raged near Petersburg in the heart of Virginia. The air was heavy with cannon smoke and the rattle of musket fire. A short distance to the left of the main battlefield, two men in gray cavalry uniforms raced their mounts along a deserted country road. Bending low on their saddles, they pounded across a covered wooden bridge that spanned a small stream. Then they reined up sharply and leaped out.
Oh, oh boy.
We made it, Ben.
Yeah. Al, we can just get out of here.
They're right behind us. Listen.
Good. Wait till I get my rifle out of this saddle boot. Now, take the horses and move upstream a ways. Hurry.
Yeah. Are you sure it'll work, Ben?
Would I have spent all that time last night rigging a barrel of powder with caps underneath the bridge if I didn't think it would work? Here they come now. Hurry. Get moving.
Yeah.
Riding equally as hard as the horsemen who'd preceded them, five blue-coated cavalry troopers raced toward the covered bridge. An instant later, a rifle bullet found its mark in a keg of high-explosive powder. The bridge became a death trap in the grim game of war.
See, Ben, that was really a blow-off. Knocked the bridge to smithereens.
Everything that was on it.
How many blue coats were there?
Five. All blue.
Serves them right.
No, it doesn't. We tricked him into chasing us. Got him onto the bridge and then... Wait a minute. Over there by that tree. Looks like one of the blue coats is still alive. Come on.
Why? He's nothing but a kid.
Yeah. And he needs... Wait. I can roll up my coat. Make him rest a little easier. There.
What? What happened?
Nothing much, kid. We set a trap. You rode into it, that's all.
Oh, you know, I remember. The bridge.
Yeah.
Oh, pretty good idea.
I don't think so. If I had it to do over again, I wouldn't.
Funny way for that talk. Wearing your kind of a uniform.
What difference does a uniform make? We're all alike. Just playing against a percentage bigger than we are. Listen, my buddy and I will get you out of here. Take you to a field hospital back of our line and help you.
Can I have a drink of water?
Sure. My canteen's on my saddle, but I'll...
I'll bring some water out from the creek.
Hurry.
Oh, thanks. Will you do something else for me?
Sure, kid. What is it?
Can't move my arms. Look in my breast pocket. My coat.
All right. I'll... Oh, you mean this watch?
Yeah. I was afraid I might have lost it.
Mighty fine watch.
It belonged to my father. Open the back. There's a picture inside.
Who's she?
My sister. Got a kid brother at home, too. I want to send a watch to him. Will you?
Sure, I'll send it to him. What's your brother's name?
Johnny. Johnny Blake. Our home's in Ellsworth, Kansas.
Johnny Blake, Ellsworth, Kansas.
Yeah.
I'll see the watch gets to him all right. Don't worry, kid.
I'm not worrying. Guess that percentage you were talking about is too much for me to buck. That's all.
Oh, wait, kid. You're not going to...
Hold the hat full of water.
Hold it.
You can...
Wait. He doesn't need it.
Dead?
Yeah. I killed him.
Shucks, Ben. This war ain't your fault. Any more than it's mine or his. What you got in your hand?
A watch. I'm going to send it to this boy's young brother.
Well, at least we carried out our orders. Wrecked a bridge and got five blue coats at the same time.
Yeah. Five blues. But why did one of them have to be a kid like this?
Eight days later at Appomattox, General Robert E. Lee surrendered. The war was over. 5 years passed. 5 years during which Ben Thompson, former Confederate soldier, became one of the best-known gamblers on the Western frontier. Tall, dark complexion, quiet in his dress and speech, he soon earned a reputation for unimpeachable honesty. Everyone trusted Ben Thompson, yet no one really knew him.
Yeah, most of them professional gamblers are a queer lot. Now take Ben Thompson, for instance. That's him dealing faro at the back table. He's got a local idea that anything colored blue is unlucky for him.
All gambling men are superstitious.
Not as bad as Ben. I've seen him rear back and... Hey, wait a minute. There's a ruckus over this table right now. Come on. I've got a right to call my own hand, ain't I?
Of course. All I ask is that you call clubs by their right name.
Clubs are blue where I come from. My chips are on the blue ace. I want you to match it. Go on, deal the cards.
How much is your bet?
$50.
Here's your money. Game's closed.
You mean you're paying me off and quitting just because I called clubs blue? And
You've doubled your money without risking a cent.
I know, but
the game is closed.
There, see what I mean?
Yeah.
Thompson acts like the color blue was a bigger jinx than 20 black cats on Friday.
Maybe it is, as far as he's concerned.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto had just returned to Kansas after a long trip to the far west. One night, they reined up their horses on the outskirts of Dodge City.
Ho, Silver, ho, boy.
Ho,
Tonto.
Ho,
Yeah, we'll make camp here, Tonto. That is, I'll make camp while you ride on into town and try to locate Bill Hickok, steady big fella.
You think me find Wild Bill at Sheriff's office?
Not at this time of night. The most likely place is the Bull's Head Saloon. I'll meet you in a half hour on the street right back of there.
Get him up, Scout.
trouble was building fast in the Bull's Head Saloon that night. Ben Thompson sensed it in the hot, smoke-filled air as he paused before dealing the fifth card in a game of stud poker. The room was crowded with lank and dusty cowpunchers bracing the Chisholm Trail. Idly, Ben noticed a grave-faced Indian enter the battling doors and walk toward the bar. But he forgot the incident a moment later when one of the young card players at his table spoke harshly.
Quit your gawking and deal the cards.
Yeah.
Very well. What's the bet?
As if you didn't know. Slim's high with a pair of aces showing, so he bet $100.
Too much for me. I'm fooled.
I'm not. I'll call Slim's bet and make it 100 more. Now, gambling man, it's up to you.
I won't change it. You're called. And 100 more.
Oh, aces ain't worth that much. I'm out.
What do you say, cowboy?
I'll call.
All right, here they come. King of spades for you. Nine of hearts for me. Possible straight. You're high.
Pair of kings, bets $100.
I'll see that. And double it for a raise.
You mean 200?
Money talks.
You're not scaring me. I haven't got that much. Wait a minute. All I like is five blue chips. Here's my watch. That ought to be worth five blues.
Five blues?
Yeah, you're called. And I don't think you've got a straight. Turn it over.
Where'd you get that watch?
Don't worry, it's mine. It's worth more than five blues. Turn over your hand.
No, I can't accept that watch. According to house rules, I can close the game at any time. It's closed. We'll divide the pot.
What? Why, you low-down, double-dealing tinhorn. Take all my money and then try
you
to...
You won't lose a cent. If we split the pot, you'll take out more than you put into the game.
Hear what this tinhorn critter's trying to do, boys?
Get away with it.
That's time a few of us Texans made a cheating tinhorn eat lead.
No, don't draw a gun, you fool.
It's already cleared, Leather, you...
I don't want to gun you, kid, but I'll...
What happened? Somebody shot the light out.
Somebody get the light.
Here it is.
What a fight. Hey, look over here.
Johnny. Johnny, are you...
What's matter, Slim?
Johnny's dead. Shot by that tin horn camp.
I didn't shoot him. I never drew my gun.
Well, Johnny was right. It's time for Texans to call a showdown.
Oh, wait a minute, boys.
Bill Hickok, the sheriff, ain't here right now. Don't do anything rash. Let him handle it.
Yeah, we'll do it ourselves. Burn down that murdering gambler.
Toto, what's the matter?
Kemosabe, Bill Hickok, not in saloon. Texas cowboys start big gunfight.
Why? What's it all about?
Ben Thompson, gambler fella, have row with cowboy. Cowboy draw gun to kill Thompson. Me shoot out light. Much shooting when light go out. Then somebody light lamp. Cowboy dead. Shot through head.
Did Ben Thompson kill him?
Me not see Thompson pull gun, and Thompson say him not shoot gun.
Cowboy was undoubtedly shot by somebody else in the darkness.
Friends of cowboy, heap mad. Then say them kill Thompson. Look, him come this way now. That mob behind him.
No matter what he did, one man against three doesn't stand a chance. Unless we... Come on, Toto!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. Ben Thompson, fleeing for his life from the blazing guns of Texas cowboys, was surprised to hear a sharp command as he reached the corner of a building.
Ben, over here.
Hey, what's the
trouble? Go with Toto. This horse is right back of that shed.
Mask, an outlaw. So they've run me into a trap, eh?
Keep your gun down. We're trying to help you.
I will.
Oh! You're hit. The longer you stand there, the more lead you'll stop. Toto.
Why, that's a redskin I saw.
Get into your horse, Toto. Head for the camp. I'll meet you there.
Kemosabe, how do you stop him?
I don't know how I'll stop them, but I've got to try. Now hurry, both of you.
We go.
Stop!
What's your... It ain't Thompson. He's wearing a mask. It's an owl hoot.
Get him off.
Here, then, he's getting away. Come on, we'll...
I'll drill the first one that moves.
This critter's an outlaw part of Thompson's. Blast him!
Hey,
oh, my arm! Come on, boys! He's sneaking back of that shed. Open up!
Where is he? So dark I can't see.
Over there, see? He's straddling a white horse.
It was much later that night in a well-hidden camp. And after Tonto addressed his wounded arm, that Ben Thompson told his story to the Lone Ranger.
You heard that mob, didn't you? They'd tell the sheriff.
There are plenty of witnesses besides Tonto who saw what happened. Hickok will find out the truth before he starts trailing anyone. Ben, the only thing for you to do is go back to town first thing in the morning. Ask the sheriff whether he wants to arrest you.
Why, he'll put me in...
No, no, he won't. Hickok's a square lawman. I've known him for several years. That's why Tonto and I stopped here tonight to see Bill.
I can't figure you. If you were riding back trails, how come...
I don't worry about it. After you've seen Bill, try to locate that watch that Johnny Blake put in the poker game.
Watch? Oh, no. That watch and the color blue, they've been my jinx ever since the war.
The only way to beat a jinx, Ben, is to fight it.
Yeah, but...
You told me that Johnny Blake had a sister somewhere in Texas. Well, the watch rightfully belongs to her now. And you're going to deliver it.
Hickok, I...
Good morning, Ben. I was just over the hotel looking for you.
I didn't stay in town last night.
I heard about the ruckus at the Bull's Head. Sorry I wasn't here. Any of those Texans burn you with wild lead they were throwing?
Creased my shoulder. It's all right now.
Yeah, good. Glad to hear it.
Well, don't you want to arrest me?
What for? I talked to plenty of people who saw what happened. It wasn't your fault. The law don't arrest anybody for an accident.
He said you'd figure that way.
Who said?
I don't know. I'm kind of mixed up. The jinx isn't working.
Oh, by the way, boys tell me you made that straight you were drawn to last night. So the money that was in the pot's yours. Yeah, here. And this gold watch, too, I guess.
Thanks, Bill.
Well, I guess I'll be seeing you over the Bull's Head tonight.
No, I don't think you will. I'm leaving town. Going south.
South?
Texas. A friend of mine has steered me right so far. So I'm going to string along.
But what are you...
So long, Bill.
It was almost 2 weeks later when a young girl in Bedford, Texas, had a knock at the front door of her home.
Miss Blake? Miss Flora Blake?
Yes?
I've got something that belongs to you. I mean, it belonged to your brother, and I thought...
You mean Johnny?
Yeah. You see, I...
Come in. Please. Now tell me.
It's sort of hard to explain.
Were you in Dodge City when Johnny was killed?
Yeah. I was there.
Men he was with told me all about it. A crooked gambler cheated him in a card game and killed him before...
That isn't exactly the way it happened, Miss Blake, but...
My oldest brother was killed in the war.
Yeah, I know.
Now Johnny's gone. I guess there isn't much use in trying to fight it anymore.
Fight what, ma'am?
Bad luck. We lost our place in Kansas, then we just got started down here when Johnny ran into debt playing cards all the time. Don't misunderstand. It wasn't his fault. He was young and...
I know.
Now Nat Foster holds those IOUs that I'll never be able to pay, so...
Do you mind telling me who Nat Foster is?
Friend of Johnny's. He was with him in Dodge City.
I see.
It isn't right to make a stranger listen to all my troubles. You said you had something that belonged to Johnny.
Oh, yeah. Here it is.
What? Johnny's watch. Thank you so much for bringing it to me.
That's all right. I guess I'll be running along now.
Wait, you haven't told me your name. I know you must have been a friend of Johnny's, or you...
My name isn't important, Miss Blake. You wouldn't like it even if you knew. That's everything that happened. So you see, the jinx is still working.
Not necessarily, Ben.
Oh, yes, it is. I'm the cause of Flora Blake losing her two brothers. Everything I do brings trouble to me or to somebody else.
While you were talking to Miss Blake, Tonto and I did some investigating. We found out quite a bit about a man named Nat Foster.
Foster? Well, that's the hombre she said...
I think you'll recognize him when you see him. He was in Dodge City with Johnny.
Well, the dirty sidewinder is trying to collect some IOUs from her because her brother...
Yes, that's right.
I wish there was some way I could help.
There is.
What do you mean?
By using your greatest asset, your ability as a gambler.
I don't understand.
Only a man who knows cards as well as you do, Ben, can detect a crooked deal.
Well?
There's a cafe in this town where Nat Foster plays poker every night.
You mean get him into a game?
Yeah.
That wouldn't do any good. Even if I caught the critter cheating, it'd be a dozen of his gunstick pards around there.
Otto will be with you, and I won't be far away.
All right. It's 10-1 my luck won't hold, but I'll try it.
Good.
Several hours passed, and it was late in the evening when Nat Foster and his friends entered their favorite cafe in Bedford. At first, they didn't see the tall, dark-complexioned gambler who sat behind a poker table, idly shuffling a deck of cards. Nor did they notice the Indian who stood behind him near a large window. The discovery came as a surprise.
Hey, Nat.
Yeah?
Look who's sitting back there at the stud table.
Ben Thompson.
Yeah.
Wonder what that tin horn's doing down here.
What do you care? He's in our territory now. You can clean him net and then run the buzzard out of town on a rail.
Yeah, come on. Well, Thompson, kind of straightened off your home range, ain't you?
I heard there was gambling money here in Texas. Come down to find out.
Why, you... We ought to gun whip the critter right now, Ned.
Shut up. I'll handle this. Best way to whip a tin horn is in the pocketbook.
For the next 2 hours, Ben Thompson matched his wits and card skill against all the crooked plays Nat Foster could muster. Slowly but surely, he was winning every dollar the Texan possessed. Finally, Foster's cash was exhausted.
You dirty coyote. You're either cheating me or you've got an unholy run of luck.
I'd have to be lucky to win when you deal.
Why, you... You don't think you're going to walk out of here with all that money, do you?
Not if you and your gun slicks can stop me.
Now, Tin Horn, you're getting smart.
Why go to all that trouble? I'll give you a fair chance to win it all back.
Yeah?
You're holding some IOUs signed by Johnny Blake.
What of it? He's dead, but I still got a chance to collect from
him. Put them on the table. I'll bet this pile against him. One hand of showdown. Last card face down.
Hey, what kind of a game? All right. Here they are. But I'm dealing the cards.
Go ahead.
Cut?
Yeah.
There.
Good. I've got two pair. Showing.
And I've got four clubs. They're all blue, gambler, and that hole card's blue, too.
All blue.
Look at him. The tin horn knows he's beat.
Go on. Turn it over.
Yeah, I'll turn
Wait a minute. Turn over your whole car, not the one you're trying to take out of your sleeve.
Oh, you.
Watch out, me fix him. You see that? The Redskin drew a knife.
Yeah, pin that card right to the table.
Hey, what's going on here? I'm going to show you the truth.
No, you're not.
Look, standing in the window.
Mask, it's a holdup.
Nah, that's the same. I'll hook you.
Yeah, and this time I'll... Oh, my hand.
Evidently, one lesson wasn't enough for you, Foster. The rest of you men, keep your hands away from your guns and you won't get hurt. Now, turn over those hold cards, Toto. We'll see who won the pot.
Ben Thompson have two pair. Other fella have deuce of diamonds in hole. Not flush, just four flush.
Good. You've won, Ben, and you've broken a crooked gambler.
I still can't...
You've broken something else, too. A jinx that never really existed. They're all like that. Nothing but four flushes. I don't think these men are anxious to cause any more trouble. Come on, Ben. Huddle and I'll ride as far as Flora's house with you.
Well, that's the story, Miss Blake. Here are those IOUs. Nat Foster's not liable to bother you anymore.
Thank you, Ben.
It's something else I ought... Hey, wait a minute. How'd you know my name was Ben?
A friend of yours told me. Yesterday afternoon.
You mean...
The Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger. So that's who he is. I might have known that nobody else
Ben,
could...
don't worry about what happened in Dodge City. I know now that you didn't kill Johnny.
Flora, this thing's been a lesson to me. I'm going to quit gambling. I've got a little money saved. Maybe I could buy a small ranch down here in Texas.
I'm sure you could.
Of course, living on a ranch would be a kind of lonesome life unless...
We could try it.
Flora, do you mean...
Yes.
Now I know my jinx is broken.
What do you mean, Ben?
Because you've got the bluest eyes I've ever seen.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.